following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You're listening to Guy Talk, live from the Sport Clips Haircuts locker room. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, boxers or briefs?
Speaking briefly, boxers. Unless you're a boxer, then I go briefs. Next caller.
I want to find my nearest Sport Clips, but I don't want to ask for directions.
Use sportclips.com. It's actually Guy approved. At Sport Clips, you'll get an awesome MVP haircut experience while watching sports on TV. Your head will glow like a freshly mowed Major League outfield. This has been Guy Talk, brought to you by Sport Clips, where it's good to be a guy.
Here's some good policy from your local independent agent and auto owner's insurance. When you insure your home and car with us, you receive a multi-policy discount. And when you add auto owner's life insurance, you get a special discount on your home and car insurance. Auto owner's insurance will save you money on all of the insurance you already have. Now that's good policy. Call your independent agent today. Auto owner's insurance. The no problem people.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. If you were up watching the Nadal-Federer match, you've already put your 8 hours in. Go have lunch. Sup? Hope you had a good breakfast wherever you went. Maybe you fixed it yourself. Doug Duda, Jimmy Langan with you on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Friday. Looking forward to getting through the next hour here. We're gonna have Nate Klaus on from Husker Online, and We've got a lot to talk about with the Husker recruiting. A week from Wednesday is National Letterman Sent Intent Signing Day. And a couple of things I really want to talk to him about, maybe the All-Star Games for the current Huskers that are trying to make it into the pros. Stanley Jean-Baptiste is getting a lot of play out there from a lot of different people. Gil Brandt, Todd McShay, the guys that watch this real close, they are talking about Stanley Jean-Baptiste. We'll also talk about Nebraska's recruits, who's coming in, who's decommitted. And all of a sudden, and I mentioned this yesterday, there are a lot of walk-ons or preferred walk-ons, and it's just different. And a lot of those are coming from eight-man schools and C2. And that is a good thing, but all of a sudden I'm seeing more made out of this by the recruiting sites here this spring, winter, than I've ever seen before. So I'll ask Nate about that and get his take on that. Also, Bill Friedman, executive producer of The Journey, which airs on the Big Ten Network. We have Bill on from time to time, usually when there's going to be a Nebraska segment, whether it's football or basketball season. They've done some really cool things. And our first installment for the basketball season, Nebraska will be featured on Sunday. And Nebraska basketball plays Minnesota on Sunday. And the kind of things that just drive you crazy. That had to be a long plane ride home last night, Jimmy, for the Nebraska basketball team. All I can say is it's the same thing. It's the same thing. And I don't know how coaches don't just bang their heads into lockers, and maybe they do when the players and the media aren't watching. But, I mean, Nebraska, I mean, I want to say the word. I want to actually say the word, but they let a lead go again last night. Again, they go on a scoring drought, and again, they make mistakes just when you think. And again, I said this for years, and we haven't used this analogy the last couple years because Nebraska's not there. Just when Nebraska drags you in, they punch you in the face. When they could have won last night and started making you think that they were a good basketball team, and then all of a sudden they get beat by somebody they shouldn't have. And that's the deal in the Big Ten. Penn State had to put all their eggs in this one. If they can't beat Nebraska at home, it's a bad, bad situation. But Nebraska's up 9 in the second half. Penn State has scored 40 points. 40 points. There's 6:30 left in the game, and they've scored 40 points. All of a sudden, they score 18 in the last 6.5. Nebraska dribbles it off their foot. Can't make a shot. You know, how do you explain that? And you can explain it once in a while. Not every time. Not every time.
Yeah, I can see your frustration. I know a lot of people are frustrated, have been with Nebraska basketball for a lot of years. But, you know, I'll tell you what, in that Big Ten conference, and even in the Big 12, Big 8, whatever, it's always tough to win on the road. You know, it has always been tough to win on the road. And so when you do have that opportunity, when you get that 7-point lead, you want to take advantage of it and get it. And, you know, on Michigan, you know, hats off to them when they beat Nebraska. That game was a 50-50 game kind of going down the stretch. And, hey, Michigan found a way to win the game. You know, so that's the difference. Is how many games you can win on the road is going to be the difference in who wins that conference.
By the way, you know how much Penn State was favored by last night?
A point and a half.
Four.
Isn't that something?
What was the final?
Four.
And the only way it got to four is because Nebraska turned it over with 2 seconds left and had to foul.
That happens a lot, and that's why. That is a bizarre a game to play as a gambler because of what happens down the stretch. I mean, you know, you've got a 5-point, you know, let's say you're down five and you hit a three and the other team doesn't take the ball out of bounds. They're just happy to win by two.
Oh, yeah.
Or, hey, you're down five and you shoot a three and miss it. So then you foul over the and for the back with 1.2 seconds to go. You got no chance to win. So, yeah, I don't think you play that game unless you're just doing the winner.
We're kind of like Cowherd and Van Pelt a little bit, and we're right in the middle of their shows. They don't mind talking Vegas and investing. I like to call it investing or playing the points, and that's not as taboo to talk about on the air anymore. But let's face it. The college kids and the young people are the fun ones to watch because they think they got it all figured out. We've all been there. We've all been young. You get 10 or 20 bucks that you think, oh, my. And they always take the favorites, and that's why they never make any money. And you talk about underdogs all college football season long, and then they say stupid things. But one of my funniest memories was a buddy of mine, and this is in the NCAA tournament, and I think it's Duke, Connecticut. I don't remember. It's like an Elite Eight game. And he's got this baby covered, and he starts, you know, we're all in a public place. We're going to go eat steak after this game. We're going to go eat steak. And Connecticut throws in a half quarter at the buzzer to cover.
Is that right?
Right down. And, I mean, I just remember him dropping to his knees like he'd been shot. And then the rest of us just kind of walked away and continued our revelry.
Yeah, those are no fun. You're right.
But there you go. Everybody's got a story or 10. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the Bruce Furniture fan line. Go ahead and get a hold of us on the Doug and Daddy Show. You can always tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550, and you can email us Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Nebraska baseball opens today. Their first practice of the season is scheduled for today. Also, they continue to talk about this Super Bowl weather, and I'm just going to have to find a channel where they don't talk about it because I'm tired of it. I mentioned it yesterday. I'm tired of it. We'll see what happens. Good Lord.
What are they looking for exactly on that day?
They just said here on SportsCenter, and they've changed the forecast a little bit, but weather.com, I think, or one of the sites, Weather Channel, whoever. It's now 35 degrees, 5-mile-an-hour wind, 30% chance of snow. We can live with that.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Can live with that. So there you go. They're the ones that decided to put it in New York. Now shut up about it and let's start talking football, which hopefully we'll do when the teams arrive next week. And also, I know that you are extremely concerned with your man, with your buddy. I know when you're working out, he's on your iPod all the time. You know, Justin Bieber went to jail. I know you're extremely concerned that this young man has been, you know, drinking and then drag racing down in Florida. I know you've been following this every waking moment.
Didn't even know it happened.
I'm so tired of that, too. Who cares? I mean, they're talking about it for 20 minutes a morning on the news. Who cares? It's not news.
You know, I didn't see that. You know, you know, my deal when I said I'd co-host, you know, I thought we were going to talk a lot more sports. When we start talking stuff like this, I am so far out of the loop. I have no idea what's going on. So if we continue to go this way, like, hey, Jim, name all 100 senators. You know, I'm going to have a lot of trouble here. So, you know.
Well, Monday you were in, and that was the last time we had basketball. We haven't had you in since the big Monday wins by Nebraska and Creighton. What'd you think about that Creighton barrage? They are all the rage as they get ready for Georgetown tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, that was a big win for both of them. You know, Creighton, what they hit like 21 threes. Is that what the number was? You know, so, I mean, that game was over with early, you know, and you talk about going down and winning the game on the road. Villanova's, you know, that's a big, huge win to win there. It's just interesting to see how this will play out with Creighton because they win this conference. How can you not put them in a 2 or 3 seed? If, you know, whoever wins that conference, yeah. I mean, to me, you've got to be a 2 or 3. You can't, I mean, probably not a 1, but being a 2 or 3, because you can have 2 Big Ten teams. You could have 2 ACC. Arizona's probably going to get one. But they're got to be, whoever wins that's got to get it. It can't be somebody that gets 3rd in that conference.
No.
And bring them over the top. Yeah.
You wouldn't think so. And right now, yeah. Joe Lunardi has them as a 4 seed. Right now, mm-hmm. as a 4, and they're ranked 24th in the coaches' poll. Obviously, he thinks they're one of the top 16 teams, RPI and so on. Wichita State, he's got on a 2 line right now. So going to be interested to see how that all plays off. Still a lot of basketball to be played.
Just you're good at this, so I'm not going to put you on the spot. But if you do just know, Kansas, where were they? Are they like a 3 or 4?
No.
They're back further back, right?
No.
Were they at 1?
That's the controversy of the week. He's got them on the 1 line.
Yeah, see, and they shouldn't be there probably right now.
Number 1 RPI. They've won 5 in a row. I actually watched a little bit of his podcast talking about that. All the numbers point to them being ahead of Wichita State. He says this may change, but he goes, they have played nobody tougher. And he goes, it's not Lunardi. Again, remember, when you watch that bracketology, people, Joe Lunardi's bracketology is trying to tell you what the committee will put on those lines. He's not saying who he thinks should be there. He's putting all the data in, and he's saying this is the way it should be. And he's never wrong anymore about the teams that get in. I don't remember the last time he missed more than 1.
Yeah, he is really good at this. And Doug, you're right. That's a good point. And I actually think that Kansas, I mean, if you and I were in Vegas and they said, hey, this team's 16-1, and which one do you want? I'd take Kansas. So I understand where Kansas might get to that point where they're a number 1 seed or a 2 seed, and everybody's going to be scared to death of them. But you have to – it's got to be what you did on the basketball floor, mm-hmm. not the potential of how good your team could be. It's got to be, you know, what you did on the floor and who beat you and where at and if you were at home or away. Because I think if you lose on the road to good teams, I mean, anybody that loses at Arizona – You can't really take that away from them. You can say, hey, well, we're going to forget
one.
That. Yeah, right. I mean, so Arizona, you know, if, as long as they win. But if Arizona can win some games on the road and beat some people. So I just don't think that's right about Kansas. So I agree with the other people about the controversy of that.
And, again, it'll play itself out, but we'll see. And Wichita State, you know, they're the new mid-major. It was Gonzaga for a long time. Then, obviously, Butler making it to back-to-back national championship games, which I don't. People still don't realize how unbelievable that was. Movies should be made about that. And then Wichita State has now replaced them as the mid-major. And I don't know if I forgot another one in there over the last 6, 8, 10 years, but those have been basically the 3 programs. Creighton had a chance to be that guy, but they just never could make a run in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, BYU and San Diego State had a shot there for a while, but they never made that run. You know, San Diego State had a team that was at one time like 20-0 or 22-0 a couple years ago. And UNLV's had a couple, you know what I mean, when you're talking about some of the programs. But I'm like you. I just be something. But Creighton, I think right now, you know, in the conference they're in and the way they're playing and they get healthy, you know, they've got a chance to be one of those teams that could get to the, you know, Final Four. I mean, they have a chance. Yeah. Yeah.
Nate Klaus, Husker Online, coming up. Bill Friedman of The Journey. One more thing before we go to break, because I know you want to know. You know what this weekend is?
Nope. What is it?
Oh, it's districts. High school district bowling, baby. Will you officiate that?
No.
You have not officiated that?
Nope.
Can you keep score?
Nope. Oh, yeah, I can keep score, but okay. You don't have to anymore. It's all on computers. You don't have to keep score. But
just in case there's any controversy, I thought maybe you could help out.
No, but I know how to score bowling.
We got some people that know how to do it around here. We're going to take a break. Be back with Nate Klaushusker online after this.
Starting this Friday and lasting this weekend only at Complete Nutrition, get 25 to 75% off on all weight loss products. That's right, up to 75% off. Looking to lose weight? Pick up our world-class weight loss products that are proven to target stubborn fat and shrink fat cells. This is our biggest weight loss sale of the year. Lose the weight fast, lose the weight safely. Take advantage starting this Friday and get 25, 50, even 75% off all weight loss products at Complete Nutrition. Reach your resolution this year, starting this Friday and lasting this weekend only at Complete Nutrition. Save 25 to 75% on all weight loss products only at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Hi, it's the Herd. Whenever we send somebody a gift, you want to make an impression. Don't just send something good. Make it better. Make it wow. With a bouquet of beautiful roses from 1-800-Flowers.com, you're sending the best. They're the rose authority. Don't settle for less. Right now, they have a limited time offer. It's this amazing rose bouquet, and it'll wow her. It's an incredible value. One dozen multicolored roses, and get an extra dozen free. Two dozen, 24 beautiful roses, just $29.99. That's 50% off the regular price. And it's their best offer of the season. Surprise her tomorrow, or lock in this great Valentine's gift early. You're not going to get a better offer. Hey, when you send somebody a gift, make an impression. Don't go good, go great. To get two dozen roses from the Rose Authority at 50% off the regular price, go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side and enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my first name.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
Partly sunny conditions will continue across the area today with a high at 56. Northwest winds also become gusty at 20 to 35. For tonight, with partly to mostly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 31 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 39.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Jimmy Langan. There's a prop bet for how many times Peyton Manning will say Omaha in the Super Bowl.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think I saw the number was 27.5. He's been over the last two games. I think he'll probably change. I got the inkling, though, he might change that for the Super Bowl. What do you think? Just use a different keyword.
Boy, would it be nice to go to their practices and find out a little information on
Boise!
That.
Boise!
Yeah, he doesn't say it one time.
Maybe we could help him out. You know, Kearney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got to be something simple. It's got to be simple. You know, Omaha, three syllables. Kearney, two. You know,
yeah.
Something simple.
Yeah.
It can't be one syllable. I mean, I'd throw Ord in there, but that's too quick. You might not hear that.
Yeah, and you might jump on Ord.
Yeah, you might not put Miller. That's two syllables. Time for our T&L Husker Recruiting Update, brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. And we are pleased to be joined on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio by Nate Klaus from Husker Online. He has been a very busy man. Check it out. They've got the tunnel up. They've got a lot of what's been going on a daily basis. Nate, thanks for squeezing us in today. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Well, we're talking all kinds of things and getting really kind of busy here for National Letter of Intent signing day. I'll just throw the broad question out here to you. How's it going for Big Red?
Well, you know, it's going pretty good. You know, it really, these next 2 weeks are going to kind of tell the tale of the tape, you know. It's really going to tell you, you know, how you can rate this class, though. There's a number of prospects that are out there that they're in on. If they can close well over these next 2 weeks, I think that you'd be able to call this class a success.
How many, I mean, are they where they normally are? I mean, we're at, what are we, 19 right now commits, and we can get to 20. I've heard the number anywhere between 25 and 27 this year.
Yeah, you know, they're sitting at 19 commitments right now. I believe that we'll probably see them take right around 26 players in this class. And compared to last year, it's almost identical to where they were at last year. I think typically you'd like to maybe have a couple more guys in the boat. But, you know, they did suffer a few defections last week. So really, if that had not taken place, they'd be sitting at 21, which is probably right where you'd want to be. But, you know, they're bringing in six guys this weekend. And then that final weekend on January 31st is going to be kind of a make-or-break weekend for them, I believe, as far as defensive line positions go. And I think we'll probably see another, you know, five or six at least players visiting that weekend too.
Yeah, you talked about the defensive line issues. My question to you is, this year is Nebraska – trying to get good athletes and find just places to put them, or are they more concerned with filling places like the linebacker spot, the defensive back spot, the quarterback position, the running back? Are they? What? Tell me kind of a little bit what they're doing. Are they doing a little bit of both?
They're always doing a little bit of both, I think. You know, over the last year or two, I think that we've kind of seen them transition towards recruiting more towards a blueprint of what they want to accomplish and guys that fit certain, you know, needs and roles into what they do offensively and defensively, which is, I think, a smart strategy. And you have to take a combination of guys. I think you have to take some guys that you can get in the program, especially along the offensive and defensive lines, that you can kind of mold and bring along and have them mature in your program and, you know, not guys that you're going to need to be, you know, four-year starters necessarily, but guys that can come in the program, you know, develop and mature into, you know, solid, you know, two-year starters for you, you know, playing 4 years, but maybe being a two-year starter. But I think what we've really seen here lately too is you know, going that route with guys that are very athletic. They've been targeting a lot of speed. And that's interesting because, you know, when they went to the Big Ten, I think the whole train of thought was, you know, the Big Ten is full of a bunch of big guys, so we got to get big. Well, Nebraska's kind of flipped the script there, and after being in the league for a couple of years, they're saying, you know what, we need to increase our team speed, and if we do this, you know, we can be successful with that.
Maybe Nebraska will change the culture of the Big Ten a little bit, especially with two East Coast teams coming in here next year. We're talking with Nate Klaus, Husker Online, Nebraska Recruiting, brought to you by T&L Irrigation. Doug Duda, Jimmy Langan with you here. Charles Warren, the newest assistant coach, also everything I'm reading, he's getting a lot of play, getting right on the trail. How can somebody that new make that big of an impact that it seems like he is making?
You know, it's been very impressive, you know, to come in here this late in the process, you know, with only just a couple weeks left in this year's class, and to have the impact that he's had has been very impressive. And I think that kind of speaks volumes to the type of, not just the type of coach that he is, but the type of person, you know, and the traits that he has. From everyone I've talked to, you know, he's the guy who has a tremendous amount of presence about him. So when he walks into a prospect's living room, you know, and meets with his parents and meets with that prospect, they're instantly, you know, they're listening. They have an instant level of respect for him, being, you know, a military guy, and having, you know, been in the Air Force, coached at the Air Force Academy. You know, he commands a respect and has a presence about him, and he also has a great personality and really can relate to people very well, from what I hear. So I think that those traits have really helped them, you know, kind of hit the ground running with Nebraska. And it'll be exciting to see, you know, what he's able to do when he has a full year under his belt, you know, being able to cultivate some relationships and getting to know these guys these prospects even better.
Nate, the Coach Pelini and his staff get a genie lamp, and they get two kids. Any two kids that are on the radar that they want, who does Nebraska need to have give their commit here in a week and a half?
Well, the top kid that they need to land right now is offensive lineman Nick Gates from Las Vegas Bishop Gorman High School. He's a player that's been very high on their board going all the way back to last spring, and they have spent a tremendous amount of time recruiting this player. He's an extremely athletic kid. He would fill a position of need. But more than anything, he has commanded so much time from this coaching staff that if they do miss out on him, that will be a big blow. Going forward, he just canceled his UCLA visit. He is down to Texas A&M, Nebraska, and Arizona. And all signs are pointing to him committing to Nebraska, maybe as soon as today, potentially. He's a four-star player, very highly rated, very highly touted. Had a number of schools who have offered him. A number of schools came in on him late, too, including USC. Florida State was another school that had recently entered the picture. So you definitely want to see Nebraska close out with Nick Gates. Another guy, too, would probably be Michael Wilbon, who's a four-star running back out of Chicago, visited Nebraska last week. He's a guy that kind of came on Nebraska's radar late, but he could be committed when James Franklin went to Penn State. Nebraska was there, got him in on a visit. All signs are pointing towards him committing to Nebraska. But those are two guys that you really would like to see Nebraska close this class out with.
Nate Klaushusker online joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking Husker recruiting. And in the middle of all this, Nebraska is still going to hold their junior day on the 1st of February. Is that unusual? I mean, wouldn't you want to close this class out and then concentrate on next year, or is it this is just the time that they have to have it?
Well, it's kind of the type of time that you have to have it. There's been a couple junior days already held across the country by schools. So these events keep getting pushed up, more and more. And, the whole recruiting process has become more and more accelerated. But this is the same weekend that Nebraska had their first junior day last year. They'll be having it again this year, expecting quite a few kids from the region to be able to make it to Lincoln to participate in that. And really, looking ahead towards 2015, that class, Nebraska is in on a ton of very, very good players. And that could end up being Bo Pelini's best class with the amount of talent that they're already in on. And these are guys that they've already had on campus at least once or twice. So we're talking a sincere interest from some of these top players in the region. So it's going to be an exciting 2015 going forward, too.
Jim Langen here again. Nebraska lost in previous years. They lost a couple of players from Nebraska that went to other schools. Is there anybody in the state of Nebraska that you think we've got to make sure we get this person, we make sure we recruit this player, we don't want to lose this, that's in the junior class?
Well, there's probably four or five guys that I really think that are going to get serious looks for Nebraska offers. There's already been one extended to Omaha North lineman Michael Decker. That's a guy that Nebraska really wants. Of course, Calvin Strong is the name that everyone talks about. And I believe, that he's on the verge of getting an offer. He's taking his ACT here soon. So I think that if he tests out well with the ACT, he could be getting an offer. And that's the type of guy that you don't want to see leave the state. And also a couple other names, Adam Holtorf is a lineman from Seward. He's commanding a lot of attention here lately. Wisconsin was at his school yesterday. K-State was there on Tuesday looking at him. So he's a guy who's going to be getting a lot of looks. And then two kids at Bellevue West, Malika Luchaweki and Kleser Johnson Jr. You might remember that name, Kleser Johnson's son. Those two kids are going to be getting serious looks from Nebraska as well. And I think all those guys are going to be getting looks for Nebraska offers. And then you got a guy like Brian Arp from Kearney, who's a tremendous player. And if he goes to Nebraska's camp and performs well there, I could see them, taking a good look at him as well. So you never want to see the top players from the state leave and go to another college. As long as they fit, what you do. Harrison Phillips, there was kind of a question, would he be best suited for a 3-4 defense or a 4-3 that Nebraska runs? And I think in the end, he did make a good decision by going to Stanford to play in their 3-4.
We're talking here for just the last minute with Nate Klaus of Husker Online, and your website, and you guys are up on this just as much as any of them. But we were talking about this week. We're publicizing, or you're publicizing, these walk-ons. Some of them are preferred walk-ons. Some of them are walking on from the state of Nebraska. And this week I've seen a lot of eight-man and smaller Class C schools. Matt Jarzynka from Loup City, Garrett Poppin from Giltner in our listening area, and those aren't the only ones. Is that a big deal? I mean, it seems like you guys are publicizing this more than usual. I've seen Jeff Jamrog. He's going all over the state, apparently that's his deal. Just what's going on with that this year?
The walk-on program has always been kind of headed up by Jeff Jamrog. He's pretty passionate about it, being a former walk-on himself who earned a scholarship and went on to become an academic All-American at Nebraska. So this is a very passionate deal for him. And really, when he's, kind of taking this leadership role with this program, it's easy for him to sell it to kids and to their parents because, he's a living, model of success. He's gone through the program and he accomplished so much. So it is exciting too that we're seeing Nebraska target some kids from all over the state and from all over different classifications across the state. Like you said, you've got kids from eight-man football all the way up to Class A guys that they've extended preferred walk-ons to and that have accepted. So far, there's eight guys who have accepted. And you named a few of them, Garrett Poppin from Giltner, a very good linebacker from out of there. Ryan Freudenberg from Norfolk Lutheran. You've got Trent Ortmeyer from West Point Guardian Angel. Matt Jarzynka from Loup City, just to name a few. So you've got some tremendous talent there. And really what's exciting about these guys is nearly all of them are the type of guys that you get into the program, you get them into the strength conditioning program and the nutrition program, you get them focusing on one sport, and all of a sudden they grow into, being a tremendous player. So I think the potential is unlimited for these guys, and it's going to be exciting to see how they develop once they get into the program.
Nate, great information as always, and we sure appreciate any time we can chat with you on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hopefully we can do it right after signing day.
Yeah, sounds great, guys. Look forward to it.
Hey, have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks, Nate. Nate Klaus, Husker Online, does a great job. Check it out at huskeronline.com. That is our TNL Husker Recruiting Update brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. TNL Center Pivot owners have come to expect quality and dependability with every TNL irrigation system. So to assure many more years of reliable irrigation, schedule your annual preventative maintenance program today, because performing basic maintenance in the off-season will pay you back when the summer heat arrives. You can call your independent TNL dealer to thoroughly inspect your machine from the pivot point to the overhang. TNL Irrigation Systems, easier on you for a lifetime. And you can find out more online at TLIRR.com. Doug Duda, Jimmy Langan. Nebraska still has some places to fill in the holes here, Jimmy.
Yeah, they definitely do. I liked Nate's optimistic attitude. I just don't see this as being something that – as coaches, you got to work hard. You got to do as good as you can. You got to do everything. You can't back off. You got to continue to recruit. You got to try as hard as you can. And I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not blaming our coaching staff. I'm not blaming anybody. But I just think it's average. I don't think this is a great year. We just don't have that one name. You're going, boy, that guy, he'll be in the NFL. I mean, I just don't see that. I just think this is an average recruiting year. It's not bad. But it's not above, just like you were talking about.
Well, we'll find out in the next 10 days whether it – I mean, if it
– yes,
if we don't get the guys that Nate was talking about, they'll be a little trouble.
That's what I – yeah, that's – and I just don't see anything right now that's saying these guys have definitely committed to anybody. I mean, they're
– I can't imagine being a high school senior to be and letter of intent signing day is 10, 12 days away and you don't know where you're going, yikes.
Yeah,
that means you don't have a lot of the other things, academics, where you want to live, that kind of, just seems that would be tough to deal with and make that decision in the next 10 to 12 days. Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Pleased to catch up with an old friend of the show who's just a young at heart guy, Bill Friedman. Of course, executive producer of The Journey. We've got a great show coming up again this weekend. And Bill, great to catch up with you again. How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys doing?
It's colder than hell here.
Join the club.
Well, we like to talk a little basketball in between all the football and getting ready for the Super Bowl, but you know, we started the show off today, Billy. We just can't understand. Is Nebraska the only team that does this? They make you pay attention, then you take one right in the jaw?
Oh, I don't think that's fair. I think a lot of schools would claim that, you know. It was a tough L last night, that's for sure. But, that's a hard question to answer. I think there are, you know, it really just speaks to the league. I mean, geez, the team that beat Nebraska, Penn State, talk about giving away a couple games earlier this year,
yeah.
You know. So, you know, maybe there was karma. I don't know. But, you know, I really feel, you know, I watch Big Ten basketball pretty religiously, you know, and I watch as many of the games as I can. And I just got to say, like, Penn State and Nebraska have got to be the best 1-5 teams in any conference in America. I mean, they're good teams, and they just, it's hard because they're, you know, there's a very little margin for error in this conference.
That, you know what? That should make me feel better, but it doesn't. It just doesn't. I know it's still.
I figured I'd try.
It's a work in progress. I think they're headed the right way. So
that's... Absolutely. No questions about that.
Hey, is there a team that you see out there in the Big Ten that you think has got a chance to win the whole ball of wax? Is there a team out there that thinks, hey, this team could do it? They're that good? Or are there two or three teams that you think have a chance to win it?
Yeah, I mean, I think Michigan State definitely has a chance to win it. They just need to stay healthy, you know. I mean, with Dawson hurting himself yesterday and Payne battling the foot problems, and it seems like, you know, Harris has had a couple nicks this year. But, you know, in some ways, I keep telling people that could be a blessing in disguise for the Spartans, you know, because some of these other kids are going to have to play bigger minutes, and they're going to, you know, they'll understand that if they are all healthy and some of those guys get in foul trouble, you know, that they can win without them. And that they can continue to play without them. So I think Michigan State's got the most talent, but they've had a lot of injury issues. So that's going to be something to keep an eye on. You know, I think with the one thing about college basketball these days, there's no dominant team. So it really does make Selection Sunday such a part of this process because so much of it is matchups. You know, like take a team like Iowa. You know, what if Iowa plays two or three teams in their bracket that, you know, really have maybe go 6 or 7 deep? Well, you know, Iowa can go 10 deep and come at you in waves. That might work for them. But if they get matched up against another, you know, good deep team, you know, that might be a harder game for them to win. So it's tough to say. You know, I mean, Ohio State, like what if they get matched up against kind of offensively challenged teams? You know, I mean, I think Ohio State's one of the best defensive teams in the country when they want to be.
Hey, you know,
so who knows? Well, you know, it's still so much out there. It's a great league to follow.
Hey, that was a great point you made, and I think our listeners really can appreciate what you just said, because see, that's why there's upsets in basketball. It's those matchups. There are teams like Texas, North Carolina, and they're going, hey, what happened to these guys? Hey, they won 3 games on the road against ranked teams, and then they get upset by these people. But what's going on is, like you say, some of these people are 6 players deep, and they didn't get in foul trouble, so they can upset a North Carolina, or they can beat somebody like that because they have 6 guys. But if, you know, if they get into that transition where there's a lot of points going up and down the court, then they can't hang on. So that's a great point you just said. That's really good. Very good.
I'm gonna go back in time a little bit. You know, when I was in college, you know, I went to college at Brown University, and the team that won the league every year in the Ivy League was Penn at the time. And Penn had some great players, Matt Maloney, Jerome Allen. But, you know, the Ivy League's a guard league. You know, if you're 6'10 and any good, you don't play in the Ivy League. That's just, you know, someone else will offer you
a
college.
Or at Nebraska.
Well,
I know.
But I remember one year that I thought they were really good, and they got matched up in the first round against Alabama, who had Antonio McDice, who's 6'10 and, you know, athletic and super talented. And there's just, he scored like 38 points and they beat Penn by like 2 points, you know, and it just goes to show that that's a matchup. You know, what if Penn had played a team that year that was maybe a little smaller and didn't have a dominant big guy? They probably beat him, but you know, that's the luck of the draw.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up next on the journey. You guys have taken a look. You find a story in a variety of different places. It could be a player. It could be a coach. It could be a member of the team. It could be a fan. It could be a parent. It could be past history of Big Ten. But this time, you're taking a look at a Nebraska assistant coach and his family.
Absolutely. And I got to say, this is I saw the pieces last night, and they're terrific. And I think this is something that Husker Nation is really going to like. Chris Harriman is a likable guy. He's a hardworking assistant coach. He's got a pretty interesting backstory. He's from Australia. Ends up in Lincoln, Nebraska, kind of an interesting path just to get there. And he's had, a lot of obstacles off the court. He has a young son, Avery, who's battled leukemia. And to hear what that's like for the parent and also for the child in our two pieces is really, really pretty inspiring. And, the other good thing that I think Husker fans will love is, we at the game on Monday night when Nebraska upset Ohio State, we were there. Coach Harriman was wired for sound for the whole game. I just watched that, and it's a really neat thing. They stormed the court. We're in the locker room. We're in their huddles. So if you want to really get inside Nebraska basketball and understand what Tim Miles and Chris Harriman and the staff are doing there, make sure you tune in on Sunday at 4:00 Central, because you're going to get a really cool look at it.
And that leads up to the Nebraska-Minnesota game, which will tip off at 5:00. We'll talk more about the story. But what are the folks that have been to Pinnacle Bank Arena? What are you guys thinking? Because Devaney was not listed among the top 250 venues for being a place to be scared to play at. That seems to have changed a little bit here in the short time with Pinnacle Bank, and I don't know whether the students should have rushed the court or not, but that's where the that's where the program's at. In the short amount of time, the opponents are really giving their kudos to Pinnacle Bank.
Yeah, well, I think it's a credit to the Nebraska Athletic Department and even the City of Lincoln and everyone involved with building that arena. It's without everyone that I've spoken to that has been there raves about it. It's beautiful. It's set up. It's modernized. It's sight lines are good. Everything, sound system. The whole nine. And I think that's just going to continue. I think the way they priced the tickets this year and the way they sold them was genius. And they're doing the right things. I mean, I really do think that Coach Miles and his staff are the right people for this job. It's the right fit. You hear that a lot with coaching. He's the right fit. He's got the right mindset. He's got a lot of the values I think Nebraska people treasure and want out of a coach. And to be honest, I think he knows basketball. I mean, I remember last year he talked to us at media day before his first season, and he's basically like, I'm gonna get my brains beat in every night in the Big Ten. And I'll be honest, I think they far exceeded that. I mean, I think they won 6 or 7 conference games last year, and I think they have the ability to do that this year. I can tell you this, anytime they're playing at Pinnacle Bank, it's a tough game for the visitor. And even in the games that Nebraska's lost, it's been competitive. And, that's what I think you want to see in year two of a program. This is really the first year coach has his players in there, has some of his players in there, and he's still dealing with kind of what was left over and what's to come. But he's, you give them another year or two with that, with the increased fan support, with the tremendous facilities they have. There's no reason why they can't be a tournament team very soon.
Another minute here, talking with Bill Friedman, coordinating producer of Big Ten Network's The Journey, which will debut with our Nebraska stories here Sunday at 4:00, featuring assistant coach Chris Harriman, who's in his first year, has a son with leukemia. He's been going through that. Bill, give us a little bit more on that story, because Ty Webster comes over from New Zealand, who was there's a connection there with Harriman, but in a short amount of time, I would think that would be a big adjustment coming to Lincoln, Nebraska, and still trying to coach and make your mark and show that you belong, and then having the family crisis or health problems that they are having.
I mean, you think about it, right? An assistant coach at Division I basketball is a pretty demanding job. The coach is leaning on you for scouting and for strategy. At the same time, he's expecting you to be a recruiter. Certainly in Nebraska, you're going to have to travel a little bit to go find some of the talent, because there isn't a huge high school base there. And, there's a lot of demands on your time. And then imagine that with a serious medical condition at home with a young child. And, the grace and the dignity that Chris and his wife have and that comes across in our feature, I think is incredibly admirable.
Bill, always appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We look forward to seeing the program on Sunday and what should be a competitive game with Minnesota. It looks like the Gophers might be without their leading scorer. Elliot Alayson from Shadron gets to come back home, and he's been playing well for the Gophers.
Should be a great game, and if you missed the show at 4 o'clock Central, it's also going to re-air right after the Minnesota-Nebraska game. Or if you liked it so much the first time and you want to watch it again, you got two bites at the apple on Sunday, and we really hope that Husker Nation chimes in on this. You know, feel free to follow us at BTN Journey on Twitter. We'll have a lot of updates as we move forward.
Outstanding, Bill. Always look forward to the chats. Enjoy the weekend, the Super Bowl, and we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend.
Take care. Bill Friedman with Big Ten Network, producer of The Journey, coordinating producer, and it's always great to have him on the program. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, but as you get ready for lunch, you know what's going on. There's those little kids' tournaments all over the place, Jimmy. You know about it. There may be Huskerland Wrestling. There may be little kids' snow jam tournaments. There's names for all of it, and you're all around the Tri-Cities, Kearney and Hastings. You need something quick. You need something nutritious. Big Dally's Deli, two locations in Hastings, right across from Duncan Field and downtown, 3905 North 2nd Avenue, top of the hill, not far from Kearney High or Kearney Catholic, right in the middle where those gyms are. And Big Dally's Deli is there for you, open 7 days a week. You got a number for me today?
Yeah, Creighton beat Villanova 96-68. That's a 28 points. Let's go with 28.
Oh, this is perfect for kind of a cool day. How about a southern combo with smoked turkey and roast pork?
Ooh.
You could hammer that baby down on a 12-inch choice of bread, put the kind of cheese, warm, cold, all the toppings you want. Maybe combo it up.
Jeff, call it. Let's get three of those now.
Call us. Yeah, we'll get them in. You go get them. We'll finish up the show.
Three number 28.
All right, we'll do.
You give me a number. I never asked Jeff for a number.
Let's see. 23.
See, because you would eat this. I would not eat a tuna salad sandwich. That is the great deal about Big Dally's. Diversity. Anything you want. There's veggies. There's prime rib. You can get just a basic ham sandwich. You can get taco sandwich. Oh, it's so good.
Big Dally's. I'd eat a tuna salad. Let's get 223s and 328s. That sounds good to me.
We'll be back Monday. Oh, we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. More after this.
Attention taxpayers, if you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, it's a fact that they have the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, and even your freedom. If you've received a letter from the IRS, don't ignore it. Your problem will only continue to get worse. Here's the good news. The IRS has recently released new programs geared at helping struggling taxpayers where you may now qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe, including penalties and interest. Or you may qualify for other special programs. If you're being audited, have years of unfiled tax returns, have a federal tax lien, or worse yet, are being issued a wage garnishment or bank levy, listen carefully. Authority Tax Services expert staff of ex-IRS agents, attorneys, and CPAs can immediately protect you from IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. Call 800-222-1282. 800-222-1282. 800-222-1282.
J-E-R-S-E-Y-S, go Nerdies!
Lace them up.
Straight away, three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
Pull it over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey's Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up, got it, the buzzer.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly sunny conditions will continue across the area today with a high at 56. Northwest winds also become gusty at 20 to 35. For tonight, with partly to mostly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 31 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 39.
Doug Duda, Jim Langan, rolling along on this Friday program. We're back together on Monday. We don't get to go to Radio Row for the Super Bowl. What's up with that? You're busy. Can't believe you couldn't clear your schedule.
You know, I probably could clear it up if we actually had Super Bowl tickets. I could clear it up. Do we have Super
Bowl? No, you don't get to go to the Super Bowl. All these radio guys, they go out there as soon as their show's done Friday, they're home.
Oh, is that how it
works? Oh, yeah. They don't go to the Super Bowl. They're back home or wherever their favorite place is to watch the Super Bowl.
So they go out to New York and then they leave? Yes, yeah. I probably wouldn't do that.
Because they'll all be flying in this weekend. The shows Monday and Tuesday will be scratching and clawing because who is a big name goes to the Super Bowl on Monday and then hangs out all week?
Good point. That's a good point.
But the shows towards the end of the week for everybody, they're pretty home run hitting, pretty big time, pretty touchdown. You know, there's your football analogy. So, I asked you Monday. You kind of were leaning towards Denver at the time with the line at 2.5. It's Friday. Any changes there?
Well, you know, you want to try to get what the public is going to do. Something. The only thing I'm hearing about the public talking about, and this might give us an advantage, Doug, is they're talking about, it's in New York. It's really going to be cold. Well, because of that, those statements, that means the over-under line will be popped down a couple points more than it maybe should have. So you might have an advantage if you want to go over, you know, on the game, because everybody in the world's thinking, it's in New York and it's going to be cold. And because people, and we all understand that, I mean, everybody understands it, but Vegas understands that too. So there's going to be a tendency to maybe bet the underline on some things. And also on all these side bets, like how many catches this guy's going to have, how many catches that guy's going to have, they're going to be having a tendency to bet under that instead of the over. You know, so that would be something that I would look like if I was a gambler, and maybe I am, but that'd be something I'd like to look at. Since you asked that question, I would think that would be the things I would look at. I would be trying to go over and hope that you get that extra half of, you know, because sometimes they'll have a completion. It's like this guy will catch 3.5 passes over or under. And I would have a tendency to say, I'm going to maybe play the over a little bit more than I ever might because people are just on that tendency to think the weather's going to be so bad that no one can catch anything. It's going to be too cold. Won't be able to see the ball because there's so much snow.
Some of those prop bets, proposition bets is what that stands for the newbies or the novices out there. There's just a bunch of things you can bet on the Super Bowl besides just the point spread and who's going to win the game. I tried to tell Jeff this at lunch the other day. I knew that there were four different ways that you can bet the coin toss.
Okay,
you can bet, is it going to be heads or tails? Will the team that chooses heads or tails be correct? Which team will win the toss? And will the team that wins the toss win the game? That's four things right there that you can bet simply on the coin toss.
I wish they would let you do this one. I wish they'd let you bet on the team that wins the toss, will they defer?
Yeah, but what would that be? Minus how many thousand?
I don't know, but it'd be interesting to have that.
They're starting to come out. Bovada is one of the places that has plenty of these. We told you earlier that Bovada is taking wagers on the number of times that Peyton Manning goes Omaha. It's 27.5. Kevin Bradley, the sportsbook manager, says he went a touch lower than the last two games because he says for outrageous props like this, we try to put the number where we can get the two-way action, and the line could possibly move. Some of the other things that are out there right now, because it's 27.5, other Super Bowl props, one of them that's always online but you can't get in Vegas usually is the length of the national anthem. This year, the over-under is 2.5 minutes. And usually that's right in the 130 to 150. And this time around, though, Renee Fleming, an opera singer. And so they just kind of assume that she'll take it a little bit longer. So there you go. The temperature at the time of kickoff, over under 34 degrees. Right now, it's under. Because they said the high will be 35. That usually comes a little bit around kickoff time, about 5 o'clock, it could be the high of the day.
Yeah, well, you know what a person could do, if I'm an opera singer, I'm not, I'm out there standing, and if I'm going to be out there for 2.5 minutes, and it's not very warm, I might speed it up a little bit, you know what I mean? So, you know, maybe you could bet both ways there, get a little parlay going on, you know, I'm going to take the under and the under on those two, because she's not going to stand out there for very long singing the national anthem if it's extremely cold.
Back here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth here in just a moment as Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is there for you this weekend to make sure you're ready to go as we wrap up the month of January with the best inventory for you. It doesn't matter if you want a Ram truck or a nice Cadillac car to drive, or if you're thinking ahead, maybe it's time to get something for 2014 and move it along, whether it's new or pre-owned. You can see their entire complete inventory at thinkmidway.com. Maybe you just need an oil change in and out in 30 minutes with the appointment. Maybe you do need some work done on your car. Their certified maintenance crew knows all the makes, all the models, and will get you done right. You can also check out their Facebook page and sign up for that online at thinkmidway.com. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue Kearney, Midway. It's a better way. Back to finish it up after this.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out because I heard a pop in my ankle. And so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Filing your federal taxes with TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. You who can do anything, you got this. You, manage your razor stubble so it looks naturally scrappy. You, want your dream home for far less than asking. You can change a tire, a light bulb, and a diaper back to back. You, recite the wisdom of philosophers, late night comedians, and cartoon characters at just the right moment. You got this. TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. We guide you at every step. All e-viable federal forms plus your maximum refund is guaranteed. You got this. TaxAct.com.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
More exciting high school sports action comes your way this weekend on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tonight on ESPN 1460, Kearney High will host Lincoln East beginning at 6. And Saturday night, the Kearney Catholic Boys are at Boys Town at 6:30. On 1230 KHAS, Hastings High will host Grand Island Northwest tonight at 6. And on Classic Hits 98.9, tonight Wilcox Hildreth is at Axtell. And Saturday afternoon, it's the finals of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament starting around 2:30. It's all coming your way this weekend. UNK basketball home tonight as they take on South Dakota Mines to open up a four-game homestand. Hastings College is at Briarcliff tomorrow, 2-4 on 1230 KHAS. As we told you, the Nebraska men are home against Minnesota Sunday. The women will be at Northwestern Sunday afternoon. Wrestling, UNK is at 11th-ranked Adams State tomorrow. Hastings College is at Morningside tonight. And the Huskers will be dueling at 11th-ranked Ohio State tonight and 21st-ranked Purdue on Sunday. Nebraska, they lose to Iowa, who's ranked third, and they fall from 8th to 10th in the college wrestling rankings. Plus the Lou Platt Conference, John Higgins will have the Lou Platt Finals tomorrow about 2:30 on Classic Hits 98.9. Saw some good basketball. I had the Gibbon Amherst in the boys' game. It was very entertaining. Sometimes you kind of get into a football game anymore. These guys made shots last night, got up and down the floor. Some people would say it's lack of defense. 75-67, we used to see those scores all the time, and it was a fun game to watch last night. Well played.
Good deal. Yeah, I had a fun game last night to referee two, Lexington and Cozad. It went down to the wire.
A little rivalry.
Yeah. Guy, right, you know, somebody hit some free throws with 7 seconds to go, and then the game ended just right at the buzzer, you know. So either team could have won.
That's when most games end.
Yeah, they both could have, yeah. You have a good point. I'll try not to say that one again.
I know what you meant, though.
Yeah, I probably
won't.
Yeah.
Chandra Farmer poured in 31 in Hastings St. Cecilia. You knew they were going to get somebody, and they beat undefeated Friend last night 55-44. So they went 1-3 during this stretch of top three teams. And now they can concentrate on the conference tournament, which begins next week, and they're the number one seed. Kearney Catholic girls were really tested last night. Seward led throughout the first three quarters, and then the Stars put up 24 in the fourth and won at 57-44 to remain undefeated. You just heard our radio games for tonight. Tomorrow, Kearney High, the girls and boys go to Omaha to play Marion and Creighton Prep, and there's going to be some good games tomorrow around the area. As well, Jimmy, anything else before we wrap it up?
Nope.
Storm hockey home tonight. If I hadn't mentioned that, we talked with Coach yesterday. They're home tonight at 7:30 and 7:05 tomorrow.
Nope, I've got nothing else, Doug.
All right. Danger tickets are on sale. Don't forget that they are on sale and ready to be purchased at the Heartland Events Center box office for single game tickets. Also, now that we have finished up the show, we can swing by Troutman's Quality Meats to get ready for next week's Super Bowl. Stop in and see Carrie and the gang. Open 6 days a week. If you want to special order something, if you're having a big party for the Super Bowl, whether it's a meat and cheese tray or something you set up yourself, or you want to fix some prime ribs or grill some steaks or do some brats, they've got them there for you. Boneless ham, smoked turkey, summer sausage, snack sticks, the brats, and a whole lot more. Anything that would make your party better, you can find at Troutman's Quality Meats, East Highway 30 here in Kearney. It's a grill's best friend. Don't forget to try their fresh frozen seafood, which is just as good. And there's always a large selection of fresh and smoked sausage, all beef at Troutman's, USDA Choice Certified Angus. And their quality steaks are always aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. They've been doing it for years, and there's a reason, because it's just darn good. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, Highway 30. On the east side in Kearney. We want to thank our guest today, Nate Klaus of HuskerOnline.com, talking a lot of Nebraska football recruiting, National Letter of Intent signing day coming up February the 5th. Also to coordinating producer Bill Freeman of the Big Ten Network, talking about this weekend's upcoming The Journey, one of their documentaries talking about Nebraska assistant coach Chris Harriman and his family. So that's going to air for the first time Sunday at 4, followed by the Nebraska-Minnesota game. Coming up next week, a lot as we get ready for the Super Bowl, recapping the weekend in sports. Jimmy will be back with me on Monday. Jimmy, enjoy your weekend.
You too, Doug.
For Jim Lang, and I'm Doug Duda, saying thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.